Hi, I'm Dr. James Broomall, the director of the George Tyler Moore Center for the Study of the Civil War and an assistant professor of history at Shepherd.
And you are taking over being director of the Civil War and teaching history. Tell us a little bit about your background.
Like many people, I've kind of had an interest in the Civil War since my childhood. I grew up in the Mid-Atlantic, and I was never more than an hour or two away from any sort of Civil War site. So my parents kind of cultivated that interest. I ended up pursuing American history as an undergraduate, and then actually got into public history for a master's degree. And so I was very much invested in historic sites and how the past is remembered and how it's interpreted to different audiences. And while I was getting my MA, I was encouraged to pursue a PhD, which I did, and I specialized in 19th century American South. And I actually kind of stepped away from the Civil War for a period of time. It was always present in some capacity, but when I was looking for dissertation topics, there was a number of questions that I had that were very much rooted in the Civil War era, and so I pursued a doctoral dissertation that is now turned into a book manuscript about the experiences of white Southern men and their families in the pre-war, wartime, and post-war eras. And in addition to that, I have an interest in public history, so I'm also working with the National Park Service currently on a documentary and brochure and digital history and reports on the Chesapeake and Ohio Canal during the Civil War era. Unbeknownst to me, I thought this was actually going to be kind of a dull sector of the war. The main armies, of course, are usually hundreds of miles away. The big fights are occurring at places like Fredericksburg and Gettysburg to our north, Vicksburg. And what was surprising is that the Chesapeake and Ohio Canal is very active throughout the entirety of the conflict. And the reason why it's active is because it's a vital transportation way for Union armies. They transport tons and tons and tons of coal down there, as well as flour, corn, wheat, limestone. And Confederates know this. And so there's a whole host of raids and raiding parties that are constantly active all along the canal, going from just above Georgetown all the way to where the terminus in Cumberland, Maryland. So it's 184.5 miles, and you could easily say at any point in the war, 125 miles of the canal were active.
I want to get a little more information about your book.
The project itself basically looks at how the experience of Civil War transforms men's emotional expressions and the ways in which they relate to both their families and other men. And so we know today that war is deeply, deeply transformative to the soldiers on the ground. Some soldiers come back from different deployments with what medical scientists today call PTSD. During the Civil War, no such diagnosis existed. This is a pre-Freudian age. They had a lot less understanding of mental illness. And soldiers who were affected somehow by the experience of war had what they called soldier's heart, which was actually what they thought physical ailment, not a mental ailment. And so I'm very much kind of interested in these questions as to how war changes men. And what I found, which is so interesting in the context of the American South at least, is in the pre-Civil War era, Southern men are very kind of prone to postures and poses. They're very much wrapped up into this culture of honor, and it's a very forbidding culture. It's a culture in which men generally don't interact with one another. The experience of war changes all that because men are thrust together into these regiments, into these companies under very dire circumstances for very long periods of time, and they become quite intimate, quite familiar with other men, and it kind of actually changes the terms by which men relate to each other in the post-war period. And so the book kind of charts the trajectory of these changes.
What's your vision here now that you're here?
The center will continue working on the database, and the database, for those unfamiliar with it, at this point, I believe it's composed of 20,400 soldiers who are from modern-day West Virginia, who were from Virginia in 1860, who served both in Union and Confederate armies. That information was ultimately distilled into a CD-ROM that they distributed to secondary school educators throughout the state of West Virginia called Mountaineers of the Blue and Gray, the Civil War in West Virginia. And so that database is ongoing. There's still a lot of records that need to be entered into that database. So that's a core part of the mission. Now, obviously, with a new director, there's going to be a new vision. And so over the course of this year, I'm going to assemble an ad hoc advisory board. We're going to re-examine the mission statement, and I'd like to kind of broaden the current mission. So the current mission statement is very much rooted in the database and the study of the common soldier. We'll continue with that core component, but we also need to think more about education and the public dimensions of the institution. And the center has always also had a Civil War Institute or a seminar series, which fulfills that role to some extent. We'll continue with that as well, but in recrafting, re-envisioning the center and its mission, we want to broaden out its appeal, think more about connecting to other institutions. On the kind of the smaller short term, I'm looking to initiate a brown bag lecture series. And so I'd like to get the center more visitors. I'd like undergraduates to feel as though they can come here and research, use the facilities. And so I'm trying to find means by which I can entice people to come through our doors. Then I want kind of outside input to help make the Moore Center not only more accessible to Shepherd University, but also, of course, the town of Shepherdstown, Martinsburg, Hagerstown, surrounding communities. You can visit any historic site today and see hundreds and hundreds of people, dozens and dozens of people, depending on the site, latching on to that history, latching on to that element of the past. And so we're situated literally right in the heart of this history. And I think that we can really use that history, parlay that history, parlay those sites into, again, raising awareness. And I think the timing is right. A lot of people have a continued abiding interest in the past, especially in the Civil War. It's this very contested era that very much shapes the contests of today. A lot of the discussions going on surrounding monuments, surrounding flags, surrounding race relations are very much grounded, of course, in events that are now 150 years plus in the past. So obviously, there's these unresolved contests that we still kind of grapple with. And so something that is seemingly so distant in the past is very much immersed in the modern discourse, very much shaping the modern discourse. Just suggests, to me at least, how relevant the Civil War continues to be and how relevant a place like the Moore Center can be.